Schools across the country will observe a minute silence at 11 o'clock this morning as the funeral service of Ashley Murphy gets underway. The 23-year-old school teacher was murdered as she went for a run along the banks of the Grand Canal in Tullamore last Wednesday. She'll be laid to rest after Requiem Mass at Mount Bolas Cemetery today. Lots and lots of reaction to the various aspects of this that we were discussing on the show yesterday. This person says, we need laws to change to actually be able to support those affected by violence. Barring orders to stop giving the full address of the person the order is supposed to protect. Actual repercussions for domestic abusers. Gardaí to stop telling women who are followed by men that there's nothing they can do just because someone scared them. We are failing women left, right and centre in this country, says this person. Right, OK, let's go to line four. Miriam Kivlahan from North Leitrim is on line four. She's been working as National Policy and Communications Manager with Safe Ireland for over a year now. And the third National Domestic, Sexual and Gender-Based Violence Strategy is due to be published in the next few weeks or months. So her views on the Ashley Murphy case and the wider issue no doubt will be interesting. Miriam, good morning to you. And thanks for joining us. Well, first of all, what's been your reaction to what happened last week?
Well, I suppose it's been very interesting as well to see how this tragedy seems to have had a very widespread impact on the public consciousness of such a wide range of people. And that, by virtue of that, it has brought into sharp focus the wider discussion, as you mentioned there earlier, about domestic, sexual and gender-based violence on women and its presence in our society and the extent of it as a wide-scale social problem and the nuances of that. There's the subtleties, the stuff we don't see that's below the surface, and then there are the more obvious public expressions of that. So I think, you know, in many ways, it's great that there is such an interest in discussing this now see how things can move forward from that and what can change. And you mentioned the strategy, the third national strategy.
Yeah, well, what needs to change? I mean, we've had many discussions, we've had many debates on national and local radios over the past few days. What do you think needs to change first and foremost?
Well, of course, it's a root and branch thing. And for those, I said, for people who've been working in this area of work for decades, they're all very familiar with what needs to change. And I suppose it's now kind of more centre stage. So, so you touched on some of the things there, the caller in your text that you read out earlier. But a lot of those issues focus on the judicial and on the justice system and on the judicial response to it. And it must has to be a much wider approach than just looking at crime and punishment and looking at carceral systems and that sort of a framework. This current strategy that is being developed at the moment by the Minister for Justice, the Minister for Justice holds responsibility for setting out the entire strategy. And that of itself is a problem structurally in that it's housed in a single department like the Department of Justice. But the actual delivery then of response services rests in Tuzla. And many would argue that this is not a suitable way of going about actually addressing a wide-scale problem of domestic violence. Now, if you look, this is the first strategy, however, that Ireland has developed since we ratified the Istanbul Convention in 2019. And the Istanbul Convention set out a framework for preventing violence against women, which looks at four pillars, which is prevention, protection, prosecution and policy. And this will be Ireland's first strategy that will have been done within that prism, I suppose. So it's looking at all four aspects of it, of which prosecution is only one aspect of that.
Yeah.
So you are looking at trying to structurally change the way we approach the problem, not just to say what do we do when perpetrators perpetrate horrendous acts of violence or when perpetrators are caught and how penal the sentences should be. And, you know, you mentioned earlier whether it's from protection orders or sentencing or, you know, right back to we've seen, you know, a lot of lenient sentencing on things like the holding of child pornography and things like that. whilst they're all very valid conversations, they're not addressing the root cause and problems. So you have to take an approach across the board which looks at everything from education, changing social attitudes. I mean, I would use the analogy, for example, of climate change and how, as a society and as countries, we've moved towards addressing this momentous problem. And when it became apparent that climate change was just not just an environmental issue, but that it was an issue affecting agriculture, industry, household and transportation, and also required a whole re-education and bringing out changes, bringing about changing in behaviour of individuals at individual level. I think that sort of approach is what is needed.
So a whole change in culture, really, we're talking about. I mean, I was listening to various discussions over the past few days, even to the point where people were saying we need to seriously look at the way we portray women on television, as in on fictional programmes and in movies as well. And one person made the point that we should even be looking at events like the Rose of Tralee and how we look at that. Now, I don't know if that's going too far, or is that...
Well, I think that's sort of... You need to have an analysis of all of those cultural tropes that we have, because embedded in a lot of that is the blueprint from which negative attitudes towards how women should be treated in society can emerge. So you're right, to a certain extent, there's a whole digital world of gaming, of avatars. I mean, it's fascinating if you look at things like avatars that can be used in all sorts of apps or games, and looking at the nuances of how women are portrayed within those, let alone when you get into characters and in gaming. So yes, it has to be... So that's what I mean. This is something that needs to be viewed and analysed and understood, as opposed to, it's not like, oh, we have to stop doing this, or if it's not understood, it cannot be addressed. Now, the people working in this area understand what it is. There are very many people who can articulate it very well, whether they're working in domestic violence centres, whether they work in rape crisis centres, whether they're in women's groups or organisations, academics. There is no dearth of a certain amount of knowledge around about this in an Irish context. It just simply hasn't been actioned. What I will say is I do get a sense that there might be, greater political will around at the moment, and I don't mean in the last week or two, but I certainly would say over the last year or so that there might be more political will with regard to addressing this issue. And I think that's not insignificant that might be following there being a higher percentage of women in our Houses of Parliament at the moment, both in the Dáil and in the Shannon, because they get it, they understand it, and they will drive it with a lot more interest and conviction than perhaps, you know, men who are not as impacted by it. So even absence of political will is not necessarily a resistance to something. It's simply a lack of understanding of what it is that the problem is.
Well, Safe Ireland, who you're associated with, who you work for, have always said that they want, if possible, to make our country the safest in the world for women and children. Will the new strategy go any of the way towards ensuring that, do you think? How confident would you be?
You know, I suppose there's two ways that we have to look at even the new strategy. The new strategy, let's just say it's the next strategy rather than the new strategy, because the next strategy is simply following the same structural format that the previous two have followed. So it's not tasked with addressing radical structural change. But if it were to be, it's a three-year strategy, but if it were to be a transition towards, we'll say, in the next number of years, developing a different way of approaching this and responding to it in the first instance, then, and I would argue that doing three-year strategies is not going to address this. Again, I go back to making an analogy between, for example, the climate change or, say, building Ireland. So where the Building Ireland Framework 2040 set out a strategic plan and vision as to where it wanted to be by 2040, or we have climate change targets for 2030 and 2050. In exactly the same way, we need to do those very long-term strategies for addressing these problems and then break that down as to how we might get there from 1-3 years to the next. But there isn't a long-term strategy in that way. So I think this this may be a transitional strategy, if you like, in terms of the longer, but I wouldn't expect it to be in any way radically different, because in order for it to be radically different, you have to change that national policy structure. And say if Ireland would call for a single ministry to be dedicated to violence against women or women's safety, so not just domestic violence, but all sorts of domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. And from that, then look at what a cross-departmental integrated strategy would look like and be delivered, how that would be delivered. But whilst it's broken up and siloed, for example, into the Department of Children and the Department of Justice, we're not going to get where we need to get to address this. So a single ministry. And in the short term, you know, that could be achieved by a special unit in the Taoiseach's office, you know, by setting up a dedicated special unit in the Taoiseach's office with a finite period of time to investigate what that might look like again, that has been done for other special initiatives in the past. And then you move it out and mainstream it.